Listen to this. Yeshua, he speaks here, and he points to us the sure foundation. There's nothing like a sure foundation, isn't it? He says in Yeshua 28:16, therefore, this say the sovereign Yahweh. He said, behold, I lay in Zion, to Zion, for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believe on him shall not make haste. He knows. You understand that the word of Yah is a sure foundation. HaMashiach is the bedrock strength. He is the cornerstone of the sure word of Almighty Yahweh. And Yahweh said, I lay in the assembly in Israel, in Jerusalem, a chief cornerstone. I give you a sure foundation. Sure foundation never wavers. It stands through the tests. And look at what comes, it stands. And there have been times that hurricane, I guarantee you that Katrina, when it came through New Orleans, that area, there were homes and buildings that were uprooted. But the foundation was there. The sure foundation. And you must get a sure foundation. Well, how do I get that? What about the knowledge of Yahweh, the Dada, and the knowledge of Yahshua? That is the only sure foundation. You must get a sure foundation. And he said, I lay in Zion, in the assembly, a sure foundation. He did not settle it in the world. He laid that in Zion, a sure foundation, a chief cornerstone. That's where he laid that. And you must have the surety of this foundation. And without your sure, you have no sure foundation. You have no sure foundation at all. That's why there are no sure foundations today. That's why the Baptists go different than the First Baptist, the Second Baptist, the Third, the White Baptist from the Black Baptist, the Black Baptist from the Korean Baptist. The foundations are not sure. There's only one sure foundation. And HaMashiach is the sure foundation. And he is the foundation for the house of Yisrael, that they may build upon the knowledge and the power of that revelation. That they don't have to doubt. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to speculate. You will know for surety. You have a sure calling. A sure election. You know that you have been elected by Yahweh. For the knowledge of the revelation of HaMashiach brought alive by the Ruah that is poured out from above, you have a sure thing. And we're not sure today because we got every kind of spirit there is in us. The white boy spirit. The black boy spirit. The heathen spirit. The religious spirit. Everything but the Ruah of Yahweh. That is the truth. Everything but that. For his word is a sure word. The foundation is sure. If everything falls, his word is still sure. If I fall today, his word is still sure. That does not negate his word. He's laid in his house a sure foundation. A tried stone. It's been tried. Hallelujah. You understand us being tried. We fault and we fall, don't we? But that one did not fall. It did not fall at all. It is almost like bricks going through a kiln. I don't care how perfect the brick is made, whether all the porous holes are closed, still they are all different. Because there is still some imperfection there. But he was the perfect stone. He was the tried stone. He was the sure stone. There's no two bricks the same size. There's no two bricks. I don't care what they do look alike. There's something that is different from one to the other. Sure it is. But he said, I give you a sure stone. That every truth you lay against this stone, it has been tried, it is sure. And when you lay it against this stone, it builds the strength, the power, and the hope, the tikvah of Yahweh. You're not going to have this any other way. It's not going to be in your material things. It's not going to be your husband, your wife, your sons, your daughter. It's going to be in what has already been laid. Just laid in his house a sure stone. Tried. Ushaul by the same Ruah. This is what he says to Timotheus. Listen. He said, nevertheless, I like this here. In 2 Timothy 2:19, hear this. Nevertheless, when everything has failed, he says the foundation of Yahweh stands sure. That I know. He said, I don't care. I don't care if I'm in prison now. I'm ready to die. He said, I will tell you this. The foundation of Yahweh, it stands sure. There's a chief cornerstone. It stands sure. Your emotions doesn't alter the foundation of Almighty Yahweh. He says, stand sure. The foundation of Yahweh stands sure. How do you know that, Shaul? He says, having this seal. This is the seal. Yahweh knows them that are His. That's how I know it's sure. He says, and let everyone that named the name of Yahweh depart from breaking the Torah, depart from your iniquity, your iniquitous way. Let everyone. The foundation of Yahweh stands sure. It stands sure. We have a sure foundation. It is indisputable. It is inevitable. We have a sure foundation. You're sure that's sure. Well, my heart, my love is burning down. He told us all what to do. We can take them all to the altar. Take our burdens to the altar before Yahweh in prayer. We have a sure foundation. It is not going to fall because of circumstances in this life and situations. The trials that perplex us. They are to make us to rely upon the knowledge of the strength of Almighty Yahweh. And to learn of His ways. And to learn them more perfectly. That's going to be your strength, brothers and sisters. Not your tears of your emotions. Not your finicky feelings. It's going to have to be based upon the knowledge of the power of Yahweh. And that revelation truth of Yeshua. That's the only way. And so the enemy tries to draw you away from that. And he's doing an excellent job. He truly is. We should not give in to that. We should hold fast. Make our calling and our election sure. Yahweh knows those that are His. That's a sure foundation of Yahweh. We have that seal that He knows. He knows everyone that is His. Do you understand that? He knows everyone that is His, that He has elected. It's not by your election who He has elected. He knows those that are His. Everyone that is His. We have a sure, sure foundation. And He knows that. Hallelujah. Get the sure spirit of Yahweh, the sure Ruah. The one that is poured out from above. Not the one that is poured out in the sensual manner. The one that is poured out from above. And when that Ruah of Yah is poured out, it causes one to be sure. They have a sure dwelling place. What tries, you have a sure house of shalom. The burdens try thee. Death deceives me. You have a sure dwelling place of shalom. And the shalom of Yah is His rest, is His comforting. It's His guarding one. You have a sure place of rest. But everything is falling. Everyone is against me. You have a sure dwelling place. You have a sure place of rest. You have a sure house to rest. And knowing that sure house, it should cause us to be excited about learning the more of Yah. And learning the more of Yeshua. Sure it should. We have a sure resting place. We have a sure house to rest in. I believe that. Hallelujah. Words of Shaul as he strengthened the brothers there, the Hebrew Israelites. Listen to this in Ibrahim, Hebrews 6:17. He says, in like manner, Yahweh, willing more abundantly to show the heirs of His promise, the immutability of His counsel. It's one thing about the promises of Yahweh, they're unchangeable. Confirm it by an oath. And He confirmed this to Israel. This letter was written to the Hebrew Israelite brothers. He says that by two immutable things, and we know that the promises of Yahweh and His tikvah or His hope, they are immutable. They cannot change. What He has promised cannot change. We have a lively tikvah, a lively hope in Yeshua. That's what we have, brothers and sisters. He said, knowing this, in which it was impossible for Yahweh to lie, we might have a strong consolation a fortified encouragement, we who have fled from the refuge to lay hold upon the tikvah, the hope set before us. Which hope, which tikvah, we have as an anchor, a stronghold to our being, our soul. Now this is what this anchor is. He says, both sure, is both sure and steadfast. And what Yahweh says is sure. It doesn't falter, it doesn't fall. It's a sure thing. He says both sure and steadfast, and it's firm, and that hope, that tikvah, entered in within the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Yahshua, made an high priest, a Kohen, forever after the order of Melchizedek. For he is the one that has entered beyond the veil. And he has given us the promises, the hope, the tikvah of Almighty Yahweh. We have a sure, I'll take for our sure, brothers and sisters, as a sure hope. It is sure. It is not more than Yahweh. He says he's going to change. He is unchangeable, his promises. He does not change. He's the same today, yesterday, forevermore. He said they are immutable. They cannot change. They cannot change. They're established. That's why we must be sure. We must be sure that we have the knowledge of the promises of Yahweh. We must be sure of this hope. And when one is sure, we take comfort. It is what, as I said, when one takes confidence in this all main, it is safe, free from danger or harm. We are free from that. We're safe from it. It is one that is firmly established, steadfast, a sure hold, reliable, trustworthy. When Yahweh speaks to Israel, we can trust him. We have a sure tikvah. We have a sure promise. It is sure. We have made promises to one another, and yet not that we intended to break them, but we broke them. Have you ever done that? No, I have. I say to my wife, I promise you we'll do that. Well, I don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. I'm tired. But his promises are unchangeable. He has given us something that is so sure that we, even in death, we should take confidence in this. Death doesn't break the bond of the sure thing that we have. That's why we need to have a diligence for the knowledge and the understanding of Yahweh. Redeeming the time. Knowing our calling and our election. My, come on. The story that we listen to at times, Silas Mana, he would always count his money. Would he not? He knew exactly what he had. But he just made sure it was there. He would count it probably 2 or 3 times a day. Do you not know there are people that do that? Someone young that has a little money, they got $65, they count it once a day or twice, 2 or 3 times. You get a little Bethany $60, $70. Every day she's going to count it. It's a sure thing. She's going to make sure it's sure. She's going to look at it, count it, lay it on the bed. Play with it. Turn them this way, that way, this way. Sure they will. Sure they will. Do you know why I know you'll do that, little Bethany? Because I've done that too. Lay it out. Sure thing. It's still 65. Still 65. But it's a sure thing. Same dollars. Still sure. But they get old. Still sure. Same value. Of course, the dollar may lose the value. But the word of Yahweh never loses its value. It's a sure word. It's a sure thing for the people of Yahweh. It is for us. It is sure. It is something that is steadfast. It is where our safety, our confidence should be. The sure word of Yahweh. Listen to this. Yochanan. John. 1 John 4 and 17. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. I want you to hear this carefully. He says, herein is our love made perfect. Now this is how your love is made perfect. That we may have sure confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. As Hamashiach is, so are we in this world. that we may have a sure confidence in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment, you got a sure confidence. Because as He is, I am. As He is, I am. That's how our love is made perfect, because we know Him. The knowledge of Him brings this perfect love for Almighty Yahweh. The way of Yahweh is simple to His elect is called. It gives us a sure confidence, brothers and sisters. It is our own doubting, it is our own unbelief that creates this barrier between you and Yahweh. What is too hard for Yahweh? Please tell me. What is too hard for Him? There's nothing too hard for Yahweh. And yet we want to make things, or we want to present things that we believe that they're too hard for Him. But there's nothing too hard for Him. Nothing at all. Our love is made perfect, that we may have a strong, sure confidence in the day of judgment. As HaMashiach pleased the Abba, so will I please Him. As I learn of the ways of Yahweh, I will obey them faithfully in everything that I desire. It will be my faithfulness unto Him. As He is, we must be. That's what He tells us. Scripture tells us to consider Yahshua Mashiach. Unless we become weary. And when you become weary, brothers and sisters, you have not considered Him. Lest you become weary in your mind and you faint. He said, if these things be in you, you shall never fall. You will never fail. And when we don't consider HaMashiach, that sure foundation, the sure living word of Almighty Yahweh, we become weary, we begin to doubt. We begin to fall and falter. We begin to have speculations and questions. It ought not to be. He's given us a sure foundation. Given us a sure cornerstone. And the only thing you got to do when you won't need to find out how to get it right, go back to the cornerstone. I don't care how you start out a building. You go back to the plumb line. As the evangelist Horn would tell us, the plumb line, we need the plumb, we must, the plumb line is what brings us all in line. You go back to that plumb line, that chief cornerstone, you will always know how far you're off. I don't care what you do. You go to the chief stone, the cornerstone. Every building that is built, it has a chief cornerstone. We built this building as a cornerstone right there. You go back to that one. I was building this wall right here. One was in this that way. Well, why I was that way? Because I didn't go to, I didn't lean off from the stone right here. That's the truth. And I said, the Deacon Horn straightened it out. He said, well, when we go straighten this out, we got to get back. And that's the only way he was able to straighten them walls out right there. He had to get back to the chief cornerstone. And the only way you're going to straighten yourself out, you got to get back to the ancient ways. You got to get back to the foundational truths. You're not going to get it right any other way. When he got back to the stone right here, the walls are right. The rafters set on this building, right? They don't crack walls around here. The way I brought those walls up, we would have had trouble. You remember that one? I do. Deacon Horn and my brother Dolphus. Brother Dolphus got on that cord and he got on this one. Had to straighten it out. That's what the plumb line will do. It will bring you light. It will show you how crooked you are. It will show you how far off you are. It will show you how far removed your ways are. We must have a sure word. We must have a sure foundation. And that sure foundation is one of safety, is one of comfort, is one that is firm and establishes us in the way, and establishes us in the walk, and in the faith of Almighty Yahweh. It keeps us going forth. That's what it does, brothers and sisters. And we must have that in this hour, the sure word of Almighty Yahweh. Without that, we have nothing. I want to close with this. Yahshua speaks unto those that thought that they could be justified by the Torah, the works of the Torah. Look, there was no man justified by the Torah because they did not have the life of the Torah. That's why there were blood offerings and sacrifices. HaMashiach has given us the power and the strength of Yahweh's justification through the living Torah and the word of Yahweh. Shaul says in Romans 2:11, 2:1, and 2. I want to read this. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you are inexcusable, O man. Whosoever you that judge, for wherein you judge of another, you condemn yourself, for you that judge, you do the same thing. He tells us this. Now, you don't judge a brother and you're doing the same thing he's doing. You don't tell a brother he ought to be strong and you're weak too. But he gives them a sure word. He says, but we are sure. We are sure of one thing, that the Mishpah, the judgment of Yahweh, is according to truth against them which commit such thing. The judgment of Yahweh is one of truth, brothers and sisters. It is not something based upon some falsely, fleshly speculation, but it is sure. Make your calling and your election sure. When you make that sure, brothers and sisters, you have a sure foundation. You have something that is reliable, regardless of what circumstances and situations may arise. It's reliable. It is marked by this graveness, this sincerity. It has a strength that there is no doubt at all. And what Yahweh says, if there's doubt in you, you're not sure. If there's a cast of doubting, you're not sure. If your mind doubts everything, you're not sure. Well, I doubt this. I'm not sure how to do this. I'm not sure this. I'm not sure that. I'm not sure. You don't have the knowledge of Yahweh, nor the knowledge of His Son, Yahshua HaMashiach. You don't have that. Well, you have that double mindedness. You're not sure at all. But what is sure? He or she will know. For the word of Yahweh will always be the strength and the refortifier of them. If they're in the den of lions or in the fiery furnace, as the Hebrew brothers, they are sure. For the word of Yahweh is sure, it is the strength, and it is the sure confidence, because He cannot lie. May Yah bless you all. May He strengthen you tonight. May the simple truth be of encouragement to you. You that are listening, we do bless you all. Wherever you're listening from, bless you all. On the web, we do greet you all in Yahshua's mighty name. We bless Yahweh for you all. Yahweh has begun to bless. We're hearing from a diversity of people from many parts of the United States, and I do bless Yahweh. I really do. I told Yah for that. They're hearing. People are writing. A brother from the Philippines wrote the day before yesterday. His sister from Netherlands heard a family live there. And I told her daughter's name, her name is Hadassah. I said, we have Hadassah here as well. Hadassah. Her name is Hadassah too. I said, so we have a Hadassah here. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged tonight. I am. I'm not giving up. For what? What's in this life to give up for? To give up Yahweh for? The economy of America is going to fall. I know when Sister Roberts and I, we stopped in London, we came back from Kenya. Then it cost $1.35 for one pound. Now it costs $2 for 1 pound. And what these nations are the world, they're going to break this nation down, I'm telling you. You can tell this ignorant, hard-headed generation nothing. They're not going to stop the borders of Mexico. They're going to bring the labor in. They're going to bring in this cheap labor. They're going to come and they're going to work. And when one gets a little arrogant, the Mexican, and the man paying him $6 an hour, he simply fires him, brings another one in that'll work for $6 an hour. He'll work a year or two. He wants to get arrogant. He fires them. That's what he's doing. And that's just the truth. The market is not like what it used to be. There were men that worked, there are men and families that worked at Delphi. Delphi is a subsidiary of GM. They spawn off because the unions trying to break them. So they spawn off in a different corporation. So if this part gone, they can just close it down. And they can kind of, what they did, they just kind of outfoxed the unions. They're making $25, $50 an hour. They say to them, your job is going to pay you, period, $12 an hour beginning this month. If you want the job, you stay. Where's he going? Man making $50 an hour, he lives a lifestyle of $50 an hour. They're going to take every one of these jobs down to Mexico and to India. They're even doing health care in India now. The insurance companies are saying, look, do you want to see the Taj Mahal? You can go to India. You get the same operation that it costs us $700,000 in America. We can get it for $120,000. And you get a chance to see the Taj Mahal. We'll put you in a five-star hotel. Well, a five-star hotel in India is like that little apartment we got over there. We put you in a five-star hotel. That's what they're doing. Yeah. That's what they're doing, brothers and sisters. They're outsourcing everything because they're dumbed down. This ignorant generation is dumb. All they want to know is about sex and hoochie-cooing and shaking their butt. That's all they know. Hanging out their titties and these retarded boys can't even walk because their pants falling off. That's just the truth. It's sad. It's a pitiful thing. That's all it is.
So they're outsourcing the jobs. China, billion people. India, one of the most prestigious universities in the world is in India. And they produce some of the most scholarly minded in math, engineering design. Everything has been done in India. IBM, the work today has been done in India. They're outsourcing everything. I'm telling you, that's what they're doing. There's nothing here. But Burger King's, that's just the truth. This country is coming down. And what these Arabs are going to begin to do, they're going to begin to buy the gas. They already missed Muhammad Ahmadinejad. He's already saying we will begin to buy or sell all the gas, the Saudis and all, in euros, and the euros instead of the dollars. That's the only thing to give the dollar a strength. You know, this nation doesn't want you to know anything. They just want to keep you like a dumb nincompoop. And that's just the truth. They keep some Britney Spears shaking her butt, and you go in the store. It's amazing they keep all those books up front, don't they? The tabloids. Isn't that amazing? And everybody, look at Britney Spears. It's dumb. They never bawled her. How sad. How sad. And these Indians that are coming from India, they're bringing their sons and their daughters here. And they had some of the most progressive students there are. Yeah. There's one boy there in Charlotte. I was reading an article. He did this scientific project. Very few students. I mean, just brilliant. Little kid up there in, I think, Illinois. He did a nuclear fusion system in his own house. These boys, all they want to do is dribble a basketball. Boom, boom, boom. They don't want to understand anything that is relevant in life. And that's just the truth, brothers and sisters. I'm honest with you. And the job that they can do, the Mexican will do it for a third of that. That's just it. Period. Period. They do it for a third. There's a market for them. Nah. Period. Nah. Secretaries, they think they outsource all that now. They don't need them here. We get calls all the time. Mr. Roberts, I am Hu Shongo. I know what they call it from India. Everything is done from India. China, everything. They're going to break this nation here. That's part of the order. They're going to bring it down. Yes, sir. You watch. Order ain't coming. You watch. You watch. You just watch. You just watch. See what's going to happen. So the Mexicans are going to continue to flood the borders. They're coming. And they're going to do the jobs that no one else will do. That's right, because those are the only ones they're going to have. Everything else is going to India. China got a billion people in India. They pay a Harvard grad engineer here. I was listening, let me share this book. I was listening the other day to Noam Chomsky. Now, you may not know who he is. He's one. Noam Chomsky is supposed to be one of the most, he's one of the most brilliant intellectuals in America today. He is a professor of linguistics at MIT. That is Massachusetts Institution of Technology. One of the most powerful schools in the world when it comes to engineering. No other school like it. No other school. That's just it. But he is a professor. He speaks all over the world, really. And so I was listening to Noam Chomsky the other day, and he was talking about what is coming upon. He's just an intellectual. The man is a very smart man. He really is. To be a professor at MIT, he's smart, all right? That's just it. Period. And he was speaking about the things that are going to actually overtake this nation when it's coming, the assault on this nation. Because of really the pantheism and the lethargicness of other people. They've dumped us down real nice. And the jobs that were the staple jobs in this country, they're no more here because no one loves math today. The school systems are failing. They're producing dummies. I was reading Mr. Gorm, the superintendent of Charlotte. He said, you know, we have produced children today that it is going to perpetuate generations and generations of poverty. The little girls going to lay open their legs, pop out babies, and the fruit heads are going to put babies in them. Prison houses, the McDonald's, and the Burger King. That's just it. They don't teach them to think anymore. Their minds don't articulate anything of measure. I'm just being honest with you. That's just the truth. They look dumb. They act dumb because they are dumb. They get more excited about a ball. They do. Then MC squared to the second power. Energy mass. They don't even know what that is. May God bless you. It's sad. But it's coming. America's going to come down. And I'll be glad to. I will. I have no problem with that. No whatsoever. Bless you, Brother Jerry. You and your wife, Sister Maria. He told me to tell Deacon Horn. He blessed you. You sound like a precious brother. He got a chance to meet you. And he is a precious brother, Brother Jerry. He said, you need to let Sister Robert sing more. I said, well, when Deacon Ben is running thing, he lets them sing more. I preach. We need to hear the word. Much about singing. Hallelujah. Yeah, we bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all. Be encouraged. In all things we do, bless you, Almighty Yah. We thank you for this day. Bless all those that listen tonight and give them all strength. In Yahshua's mighty name, we bless you. His people said, hallelujah. Hallelujah.